You are listening to
Friends Next Door.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Friends Next Door. It's Kwan.
It's Dan.
It's Mia.
All right, guys. We got a good one.
Yes, go.
What are things that you don't hesitate twice to purchase?
Or pay for, yeah.
Or pay for. It could be an object, a service, whatever. And then what are things just like you will not buy on principle?
Mm.
Or like, you're like, I will not pay full price for this, for example. Right? Mm. So we all have different buying habits. We all have different priorities.
Mm.
And you can tell, I think, through buying habits, what you prioritize.
Oh, totally.
How you approach things.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and actually, I just saw a comedian post like a short reel about, all right, so I'll start, right?
Yeah, go.
So for example, like I pay for a lot of things. So I will,
dollar bills.
Pay full, this is a whole nother topic, but I will generally prefer to pay full price for something I want than to even like find it cheaper.
Okay. Okay? Yeah, you do that.
All the time.
Yes.
So there's a lot of reasons behind that.
Okay.
However, I will, okay, so like everything, right? And I'll spend like money on, there's certain things that I just won't buy, but there's certain things like I'll buy a $5 coffee. But it's weird because I won't buy a $7 coffee. Like I set my limit at
You
five.
Cap it at five?
I cap it. Because they're like Blue Bottle's like six something now.
Yeah.
I don't go to you anymore. As soon as a coffee was $6, I'm out.
Okay.
So I will seek out ones that are below $5.
How did you come up with $5?
I just,
it's like arbitrary.
It's the value proposition.
Yeah. Arbitrary.
Value, but like, but for, you know, but what I learned, like most people won't even pay $5 for a drink. Like they're like, you pay $5 for a drink outside? I'm like, yeah, that's how much they cost. And I want the drink. Like I don't hesitate.
Mm.
I'll buy two. Like the number, I don't buy three a day. There was a period where I bought three a day, but they weren't $5. They were $3.50. But through the last 4 years, hyperinflation, they're now $5. So now I'm like one a day. But like I won't think twice. Like if I'm thirsty, like and then honestly, if it sometimes like I don't look at the price and they're charging like $5, $5.50 with tax and tips, like $6. I'm like, whatever. However, I will, when I buy a shampoo product or toothpaste, I will literally cut open the tube and scrape out down to, I will not throw away the tube until I literally squeeze out every ounce. So like with the shampoo bottles, right? I will uncap it. You know how like I get pump bottles. Ye will be like, get a new pump bottle. I go, there is 20% left. So every time for the next month, I have to unscrew it. I have to do this.
And then like pop it out.
I'll suffer for 2 months.
Did you add water to dilute it?
Then when it's gone.
Oh yeah, you shake it.
I will put some water in
shake it up.
That'll last another week. Like, and so, he's like, you're insane. You will spend money on coffee that you could actually make at home for cheaper, but like you won't replace your stupid shampoo bottle. That it does take effort to do that.
Yeah, for sure. So you won't buy, like on principle, it sounds like you won't buy something until you've used up your previous one.
Specifically like, those
specifically
things.
The toothpaste.
And I just feel like, do you guys do that or you chuck it after like a little bit?
I don't try as hard as you probably.
Yeah, I don't try
so
as hard as you.
For certain things, I have actually done this recently with like a sunscreen that I really liked. I like got it all out like certain things.
Yeah.
I don't do it often though. Yeah. I would say it's like, 10% of the time.
I will go as far as like when I, for my face cream, even like, you know, you open it and the cap has some, you like first use the ones on your
cap.
Of
course.
But then like when it gets to the crevices, like I would even get like a toothpick to scrape out all around and it's like.
A toothpick?
Well,
what about just your hand?
Because your fingers are round and it won't get in the.
So like a thing to scrape.
Yeah. I get it around and then when it's like. So gone that all you can see is the plastic container, that's when I chug it.
Well, when it comes to facial products, mine usually come in a tube that's just like so easy to completely use up everything because the opening is so huge, right? But then when it comes to toothpaste, shampoo, or whatever, I try to squeeze as much as possible, but I don't
do it with toothpaste.
I don't cut it.
I don't do it with those things. I only do it with like moisturizer or like sunscreen.
I've purchased,
but that's such an interesting concept because as you were saying it, like I was surprised to find out about this side of you because my impression of you is always like you're willing to.
this is why I realized
to be spendy. Yeah.
But this is what I realized, and he hates that about me because she's like you. Everything else, you're like whatever, just like you're pretty chill with. But the thing is, it's like has to do with like I don't want to waste the last. If it remains there and it's good for me, I don't want to waste it.
Well, what about all your other skincare stuff or like I don't other
have
a lot. Stuff?
Yeah, okay. I literally, guys, I have one moisturizer and one toner.
What about
one toothpaste?
What about food?
Yeah, about food, seasoning? I was going to say that.
So food, I'm the exact same way. So for example, like...
What about your soy sauce? What about your oyster sauce?
So I think it stems from like, I cannot waste any food. It comes from my restaurant days. So even with if I could, he doesn't allow me to do this. But I'm like one of those guys. I will like cut off the carrot tops and replant. I would like if she let me do that.
Wow, how sustainable are you?
I know, that's really cool.
Like a lot of cabbage hearts. I will save the cabbage hearts until I have enough and make a broth or chop it up and put it into stuff. Like I literally do not want to waste one thing from a vegetable or a fruit.
Yeah.
I would compost if ye let me. She's like, we are not composting. I do not want soil with worms in my New York City apartment. That's you get a country house
that's fair.
For that, bro.
That's they fair. Have those newer, like modern, super
believe
expensive.
Me,
what
I've
is it?
Sent the... so many videos to her. Like, yo, look
it
at
doesn't
this.
Have worms.
I go, look at this aesthetic city life compost bin. She goes, no. Like, I think it comes from that. Like, I don't want to waste. Dude, I've had underwear. I've had it for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And finally she goes, dude, you know you can afford new underwear, right? Like literally until this year, I made a new rule. I go, okay, I'm going to let myself toss. Because usually it's like it has to have like more than one hole in it. That's my rule, right? One hole? No way. One hole in a sock? All good. Yeah. It needs to have one in the heel, one in the tip, and another rip. It needs to have three rips for me to chuck it. So, but like my underwear started getting, you know, I started noticing like, man, I had this
falling
like
apart.
My undershirts would get dark underneath here. And she's like, I'm going to burn that thing. I'm like, babe, why would you ever need to buy a new undershirt? No one's going to see it. I could wear this till I'm 90.
It's true. She's like it's the point of an undershirt.
And that's so opposite of my philosophy with like buying
other
stuff.
Yeah.
Other stuff. I don't know. I just can't. If it's something that's good for me that I use, why? It's like, don't fix it unless it's broken. Like, I want to use...
But one hole is not broken?
Well, because most of
it's
the fabric is...
It's functional. It's still functioning. Okay. Yeah. It sounds like the stuff that you're willing to pay for, you don't already have, and you... It's like a... Is it a convenience thing?
It's a convenience. So I will trade anything for time. I would trade money for time.
Yeah.
For convenience, for quality.
But what about the time that you do to shake out your shampoo and...
So that's the thing. It's used like food and shampoo. Like, yeah, no, the thing that's why I'm weird because I'm willing to trade that time and energy
for
something that I'm like, there's still a little bit that's good for me, you know?
Okay.
That's really so weird. Interesting.
Because for me, it's a waste thing because the product, it's like the thing is not done with its life.
Like, sure. You will, on principle, you won't buy
that's
new things
principle.
Until
that's
it's done.
That's the deep down principle. And he's just like,
when you get your $5 coffee, you will drink it to the last drop.
Yeah. What about you, Mia?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm just, in general, this is what I realize. Like, I'm very frugal. So that basically covers every aspect of like spending money in general.
So what are you willing to spend on them?
Experiences, travel, concerts.
Yes, I'm willing to spend more on like concert, live events, like sporting event. I think it's more fun versus like I'll find the cheapest like I don't know, clothes, everything, you know?
So like for example though, if you go to like when we went to BTS, right? When you go, you already bought the ticket, right?
That was my third time going already.
Okay. When you go to a sporting event, are you all in? Like, are you like, yeah, I'm a buy that $30 sausage or $25 drink.
Yeah,
oh.
Like, are you? Because
I mean, yes, that comes with the experience, but I'm not like I'm not gonna pig out at the stadium or anything. I'll get food.
I used to be the opposite. Before I met E, I was like, on principle, there's a lot of things I won't buy. Like, I will not buy a stadium water.
Yeah, it's so expensive. But you have to. I mean, you're already there.
Dude, I fuel up before. I'm there for 2.5 hours. Like, it was based on principle. Like, I'm not paying $9 for a water.
It's so expensive.
When I could get a water beforehand.
Yeah.
Right? If there are times when I was so thirsty that I would suck it up and drink one, and I'd be like, dang it, Dan, you screwed up. You should have just drank the water. You should have prepped it. You should not put yourself in this situation. Yes.
Yeah, gum is a good one to like salivate and like not be so like dry hydrated.
Whoa.
So I will still do that with, so like Yee's never looked at a price of produce in her life. When I first met her, she would she would literally buy like, because you know, like you can spend like some of these fruits.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're like $10 of course. For one container.
Yeah.
But then there's a non-organic.
I mean, I spent $20 on durian, so I understand.
Durian,
yeah. Yes.
But durian's like an exotic fruit. I mean, just like, no. Like if you go to the corner,
it's king
like
of fruits.
If you just go to the store, like one bag of cherries is like $14.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Cherries are so expensive.
Grapes,
they can be like grapes, so expensive, like $8.99 a
like,
pound.
Holy
like,
cow, guys. Yeah. You know, like. So when, for me, like my food, because I do all the shopping, that stuff adds up.
Yes.
So I still treat like my food shopping very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's just above a certain amount, I'm like, just get the non-organic version. I don't care.
Mm, yeah.
Some people would be like, I only buy organic.
Mm, that would be like, they would spend on that. Yeah.
They would spend on that. I believe in health food. I'm just like, I'm not that rich because it's double the price, guys. If, because I do a quick cost analysis, when I can buy organic.
If the organic is on sale,
or
and it's
just
almost,
price a little more, I'll do it. But half the time, dude, it's $10 for an organic half gallon of milk on the corner. $10. Because we live in Brooklyn and Dumbo, right?
Mm.
I could go to Wegmans and get the same one for $7. It's still $7, guys.
I know.
Whereas you go to Trader Joe's and then you can.
It's way cheaper.
Yeah,
I go to Compare Foods and it's like $2. Still.
I mean, there's a reason why things are priced the way they're priced as well.
Yeah.
But then like, you know, I do pay for quality. I do notice the organic milk stays fresher longer.
Yeah.
So now I'm like spending $7 on milk. Dang, this hurts.
See, I try I try to really like suppress my expenses on a day to day. Just for like, I'm frugal that way.
Yeah.
But I do want some luxury once in a while.
Okay, what are your, so it's like live experiences.
Yeah.
What are the other luxury?
Like if I hit certain milestones or whatever, right? Like I would buy a bag. Like that's how I splurge. Yeah. Or like, I don't mind, like, we were talking about this with Yee when we were like brainstorming. Like I probably don't mind spending more money on like a business class
seat.
Interesting.
Yes.
For the comfort of flying. It's like some people don't mind just like sitting cramped.
Like they could never fathom spending money on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm there already now. Like I'm as soon as
I
make
enough.
Is this
an age thing?
it's a time thing. It's a quality thing.
It's a quality thing.
Yeah.
Because it's a quality thing.
Quality thing.
Like to me, I don't really care about quality in general. But then in that case,
First of all, like when I travel, which is seldom, I don't want to. It's like so tiring already that I don't want to like be the last one on the plane. You know, like
be the last one to get out.
Yeah, and it's just like it's like really it kills the travel experience.
Yeah.
Right? So for me, if I made enough to travel business class within the U.S., even for most people, they'd be like, "You even said it's not worth it." I'd be like, "It's worth it, babe," because I get to board that plane first.
I will only do it for international.
Oh yeah, no. If I made enough money to like buy a $700 regular ticket to like Florida or a $1,000 ticket, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Because
it's so worth it for me to.
It makes sense.
That's interesting.
It's like I can sit there earlier. I can.
You get out earlier.
You get out earlier, and that I will trade money for.
But the main thing is you don't get the lounge. So Yee was, I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought every single business class ticket, you get a lounge. Mm-hmm. I didn't know domestic, you don't get a lounge? That's crazy.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, no, it comes with our credit cards.
Like
all your our major credit cards opens up your lounge access, right?
I know, but you're spending so much.
You're spending, I mean, honestly, just get me on the plane before everyone else. let me sit down
with
my own thoughts and I'll be happy. If it costs double, see, like, organic, double, not worth it. Business. Double the ticket, like, it's not even business class. It's just like better than economy domestic, right? It's like the
premium,
the front,
economy.
But it costs double.
Oh, you just pay more for like exit row or something. Like, emergency exit.
Get me on that. Mm. But I actually don't think, for me, like, it's not worth it to do that, to pay $15,000 for a first class ticket to Hong Kong.
No, never buy, never buy first class. To me, I'm like, just, that's insane.
Yeah, like, to me, it's like, yeah, it's not, unless I'm like rolling in the dough.
Yeah.
But then again, if you're rolling that much, you know, you're probably just like, yeah, like, it doesn't matter. So obviously, you just pay for it, you know?
It's crazy. Crazy.
Things that I used to never pay for is like, I'll never pay for like the highest grade of gas. I only buy the highest grade of gas now.
Wait, what?
Only like highest, like 93.
Wait, what switched?
I think it's different when you like lease or own your own car.
Yeah,
like nicer than a Toyota. You're like, man, I cannot put junk in this car. Toyota, you're like, yo, give me 80, give me like the cheapest freaking gas. It also allows you get more mileage out of it. Yeah. So there's less time spent at the pump. Right? Mm. So like, I don't have to go to the pump as much.
So you actually experience the benefits.
Oh my God. Like, I don't even, and still some of my friends are like, why do you put, you don't have to put the nicest gas. You can put the middle gas.
Yeah. That would
I
be
go,
my
nah,
question.
Nah, man, I'm putting the nicest
gas. Have you tried the middle gas?
I won't even try it.
I won't even try it.
Like, dude, I'm not even going to try it.
Are you scared that you're going to like the result?
No, I feel like it's just like placebo now. It's like, I'm putting the best. It's like, it's my child. I'm giving you the best food. It's like, you know what I mean?
It's like you're feeding your car organic food, but you wouldn't feed yourself organic food.
I mean, I wouldn't get the worst quality.
I'm so confused.
I mean, because I eat very healthy normally, right? A lot of no added sugars.
What if you move faster and you have more efficiency?
Let's try it.
Body organic?
Because I'm finally going to the gym again.
Oh my gosh,
this last month, I've been buying way more organic food. I'm like, oh, it's organic? I'm going to buy this.
Or maybe you want to go and then we can talk about whatever.
So that is actually a good segue. Feeding the car, but I feel like mine have a couple themes. So I feel like the things that I usually will not hesitate to spend money on is not more so like a type of thing or a type of experience. It's usually the situation. So it's like, if it's for others or with others, I don't even ask. So if we're going out to dinner with somebody, if we're going on a trip, if I'm with other people, and people want to do something and I also want to do it, and I think it's interesting, I don't usually look at the price.
Right.
I'm just like, yeah, let's do it. Like, when I'm out to food with friends, I don't usually look at the price. I don't usually do that. I don't think I do that. Versus I did do that before because, you know, when you have no money, you have to. The number of times I've gotten takeout for myself, I think
it's a luxury.
I think it's on one hand.
Wait, so you always fed yourself, like,
what's with the facial expression?
What if you just get busy, like?
Well, so like,
you gotta order some food. You're hungry.
I know, but I think that's a very New York thing. Yeah. Like, number one, I think that's super New York.
Right.
But yeah, I just
like, what happens when you come home, you're so hungry, you have to eat, you would go make yourself food.
So I think about crazy, like in college, like awesome. At school, like,
also,
you would make yourself
delivery
food.
Also doesn't take that.
I know, but like, I don't want
to
clean
up
afterwards too.
You
know, like, I'm tired.
I know that's only recent. Like, I've felt
tired.
This recently. Yeah. Like today, I was like, "Crap, I don't have food here, and I have to do a bunch of things." I had like an emergency stash, so I didn't order food. But I'm more. But again, so for me, things for me, I hesitate
me
to
too.
Spend money on.
Yeah.
For others, I do not like. I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, unless it's like, within a certain range, right? Like. But the range is, the limit's pretty high.
I was
nowadays.
The same way. So like, you would yell at me for this because I'd be so hungry, and I'm just on principle. And same thing with clothes. Like, I had just like coffee. Like, I have my do not pay over this arbitrary price. So when before like sandwiches was my go-to, right? And sandwiches before COVID was like a normal price, like $5 for a sandwich. $7 if it's a hero, right? $5 if it's on a roll. I could walk into any bodega, give me a turkey sandwich, and that. Now a sandwich is like $12.
Your bodega here, it's an eight. There's an $8 range here, which is like solid.
I don't think there is. $8 for what?
We went.
What are you getting for $8?
When we
there?
Went to the sandwich, it was a big sandwich too.
Yeah.
It was great. I was shocked.
I'm really shocked.
No, we were shocked. Okay. I was expecting we're in Dumbo. This fancy. Like,
and it's a fancy bodega.
I know, it's a fancy bodega.
Is that the one in the corner?
Yes. Yes. $8.99.
It was. What'd you get? For a hero. Not it a was, roll, guys.
It was a
hero.
What did you get last
time? A hero
time?
Is it a was, big, big old piece of bread.
Maybe it wasn't as big, but it was like two pieces of bread. It was thick. There was a lot of stuff. Listen,
was the bread round or long?
No, it wasn't round. It was like...
No, was it a circle shape or was it a rectangle shape?
It was a rectangle shape.
Okay, so that's a that's shape. A hero. Because okay. A circle shape is a roll and
no
that's
circles.
Tiny.
How often do you go to this bodega?
I never go for sandwiches. I go every day for like regular shit. Mm.
So yeah, mm. I was surprised. I was ready for it to be like $12.99. I'd be like, nah.
Yeah. Everywhere else. So like there was a point where I was like, I'm going to starve. I'm going to come home. I'm going to eat something from home and I will not buy a $12 sandwich.
Yeah. That's what I did when I came, yeah. When I first interned here in New York,
I'll go to Subway.
I should not have done that. Yeah. You should eat. I skipped meals. I was
skipped
like,
meals. I get like lightheaded, bad. Like my blood sugar dropped. And he's like, what is
yes.
wrong
no,
with you?
That was
like,
bad.
You are an idiot.
It's funny how we all went through that same thing.
Like but the then, first time then, I allow myself to get sweet green, because I think sweet green is.
I don't do that.
I
okay,
see
sweet
the
green
waste
is
of money.
Expensive.
So
yeah,
fair,
the first time I got it, I was like, and I was like, I was like.
It is good food and it is healthy for you.
Yeah, it's just ridiculously expensive. Like, I don't get it.
But it's like the organic. What are you going
to
say?
Can I introduce you guys to Hot Pepper?
What's Hot Pepper?
Oh, yeah. It's new, right? Yeah. Near
Which
you,
is,
right?
It's near me. Yeah. But basically kind of like Chipotle, yeah. But I went there to get lunch today.
Yeah.
And then I got it for like $10, including nice. Guac.
Guac?
They give that for
oh my God. Guys,
without additional
so, let
charge.
Me tell you, when I met Yi, she changed me completely. She would go to Chipotle. So I was this guy. You know, you see these guac memes? It's like you get a bonus, you can get the guac.
Yes, yes,
I
yes.
would never get the guac at Chipotle. Because
it's always extra.
Same. I would never get the guac
half
and
the
chips.
Price of the burrito. It's like $4 or $3. I'm like, yo, man, like, I could literally go buy an avocado.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And you could have like multiple days of
yes.
guac.
And like, I get the meme. And then like, when I met her, she'd just be like, yeah, guac, sour cream. I'm like, yo, your burrito is like $15. Like, it should be like $9. And she's just like, okay, but I want it. I'm like, who are you?
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's completely rubbed off.
Oh my gosh.
I will still, I would never get the guac.
I will.
Oh, dude. No, okay, if you happen to be in LIC, go to Hot Pepper.
I will. With guac.
Get guac and chips and everything.
Wow. Okay.
I also make every meal, like lunch, breakfast, lunch, dinner. So I'm like,
yeah.
I
try to make dinner as well.
I also have like arbitrary like limit. I feel like when I go grocery shopping, this is going to sound ridiculous, but I am looking for like the produce. The produce has got to be the cheapest produce.
Same.
I will buy the cheapest produce.
Same. Yeah.
And I'm looking at stuff that's like by pound. I'm looking at something that's like under $2 or like $2.
Still, every time I go, I read the per pound label.
Yes.
Because I'm seeing how much they're charging me for labor and packaging. Because it's the same product, guys. Right? Like, if you grab a small container and you look at the per pound, you're like, wait, I'm paying for the packaging rather than bulk.
Totally.
Like, I literally, today, I bought
I only do that at H Mart when like the pre-packaged,
cause
the marinated.
H Mart is like ridiculous.
At H Mart, you get two things, you pay $100.
You know what I did today? I bought an entire half slab of salmon and portioned 12 portions of salmon.
Damn.
Because per pound, it's like 10, it's like, half as much as
regular. Yeah, yeah,
wow. Because that's what we used to do
at
restaurants.
Yeah, bulk. Yeah,
right?
That's what you do.
Like, and you got a scale and you're like, cut, measure, cut, measure.
There you
go. It was fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It was great.
How about, I feel like we've been kind of ignoring the elephant in the room.
Okay,
what?
Which is?
Tipping culture.
Oh, tipping culture.
Oh, there's been so many videos about this where it's like, if I have to stand, I'm not tipping.
Yeah.
Have you seen those?
I've seen that.
If it's a grab and go, I'm not tipping.
Yeah, if I didn't sit down, what's
it's
the tip
directly
bar?
In relation to how much I'm going to make that year. So,
oh my
gosh. So it's like, if I'm having a good year, because, you know,
you'll
I'm an
always tip everywhere?
Yeah, I always tip. But if I'm not having a great year, I'm like,
you tip nowhere?
Listen, no, like, no, I just mean, no, like restaurants, you always tip. That's regardless, right? I mean, like all your extras. Like, for example,
what about okay? What about okay, right? Finish your thought. Like, I have some questions.
For example, people that park my car.
Okay.
Okay, like my garage guys. No matter what, every year they all get a tip. Mm. I'm talking about like when you park outside and the guy comes, you got to give him a tip.
Mm.
Usually, but like
I've never
done. The, like minimum.
I mean,
so like
I don't drive here, so
yeah.
So
like usually, like if I'm like feeling cheap, I'll give like $2.
Yeah.
But like, you know, most of the time I'll be like, my parking was 25. Here's a fiver. Like, here you go.
Oh.
It's, you know, like 1/5 of my 20%. Because I'm like that. Because I'm always like, you know, like you don't get paid anything, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you get paid minimum wage. You work 12 hours. I know there's shifts because my parking guys work 12 hours.
Mm.
And the thing is they get abuse because people are entitled. So the mental abuse that people get, I'm just like, yo, man, like it's not worth it. Here's like an extra fiver, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, even like a coffee. So I've
What about a coffee
like,
shop, boba shop?
Because I don't go to coffee shop
bakery
as much anymore. I will maximize it. So I'll order 2 items and tip $1 because I used to just tip $1 on a $4 drink.
Okay,
like, yeah, I just tip 25%.
Yeah,
30%. But whatever. It's like because in real estate too, it's different. When you rent a smaller space, the price per square foot goes up.
Yes.
So it's never what you think it is. It's not like I buy a smaller item and I just tip 20%. If you buy a $3 thing, 20% is 60 cents.
Yeah, you're not tipping.
Right? You're just going to give them $1. But then you're like, dang, that's like crazy. It's a third. Yeah. So then I'm like, I'm going to get 2 things. And then it's like more, right? So
but
I'll do
you
that.
Still paid more money overall.
Yeah, but I wanted the 2 things.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, because
I like,
went
I want to do
look,
two things anyway.
Do not go into a New York City coffee shop. But also, like, for a while, I didn't tip at all.
Yeah.
And then now, like, I go through phases, right? Like, I'm like, you know what?
That's fair.
Okay. Yeah. I think I'm going to go back to the no tip. I think it's been like too crazy.
I think that there's a
life has gotten really hard.
I
lately.
Definitely have been around a lot of people who are like, you tip no matter what.
Yeah.
And
that's not true.
I just did not grow up like that. Mm. I definitely still look at a tip as it is not guaranteed. Yeah. You're never guaranteed. I would say, respect what you just said of the people who go through the mental. Right. I understand. There's tough jobs. I understand. Mm-hmm. But I don't think a tip is ever guaranteed. It is a tip. It is an add-on.
Right.
And if you did a good job, you get a tip.
Right.
If you did your job, maybe you won't. Maybe you will.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's still how I know that's harsh. And like, thus, I don't think I'm a good tipper.
Yeah. I mean, I think as long as like I can afford it, I'll, like, you know, you hire.
Yeah, you're nice.
You hire,
I think
like,
it sounds like you're a good tipper.
You know, even like people that plumbers that come, like they'll do a job for a few $100 and I'm like, and you, so as long as your spouse is on the same page. So Yi is an extravagant tipper.
I'm sure.
I'm a good tipper. I'm like, yo,
that's
hon,
true.
Put a,
you're
put
already
away,
a good tipper.
Put away the dollar down.
Hide
level. Your cash.
She goes, how much should I give him? She starts, I go, bet, like, this is good. This is, she goes, are you sure? I go, this is already way more than anyone is going to give them. You understand? Because she didn't come from like, because growing up, I always had a service job. So like my friends and I, so I would work at a restaurant. They would work at a country club. Like we're talking about side jobs, right? Mm. So country club, parking people's cars, valet. So, you know, like, and these are for like in Boston, like when you're parking cars, you're parking cars for celebs at like the country club, right? So like, you know, they're, to be like a 30, a 20, a 100. And
he's
like,
a celebrity.
Yeah, you're like, yo, man, this guy's a cheap tipper. Like, yo, that guy gave me a hundy. You know, like that's what it was like. So I'm like, I'm not a celeb, but I came from, like, I knew every, like, I could tell you what to tip every single person.
See, that's the thing. Even within the tipping world, you're at the upper echelon of, you know, that world.
I mean, if you think about it, like, I probably tip out, I would say I'm, in my building, I'm not the most, but I'm not the least.
Mm. Okay.
So, I mean, what do you guys think I tip out every year? Every year I have to tip
per
out
person?
A minimum.
Per
No,
oh,
just overall.
Know.
Do you say, like, 500 or something?
2,500.
2,500?
Yeah. So there's.
That's hard for me to estimate. Yeah. I don't know what all the things that people do.
No, it doesn't matter. It's just the tip. Here's a tip at the end of the year. They that's their Christmas bonus.
Yeah, yeah, the holidays.
So you're
stuff.
You're the porter. You take out the trash. You're the door
right.
guy. You get
but
all
I
my
don't
packages.
Know how many people you have?
Well, we have a list at the
yeah,
no, but
yeah,
like
yeah,
at
yeah.
your oh yeah yeah. So
but like
oh,
you could
how
have
many people?
10. We could 20, have 5.
So
that's true.
I
don't know.
100 a person. So well, there's 25 staff.
Wow.
Right. So to me, that's because I had this conversation with with my neighbor. He's like, yo, how much first year? He's like, how much are you tipping? I go, probably just do 100. He goes, it's a little more than I want to give, but like, all right, I see what you're talking about. I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's they've been there the whole year. I do it based on how long they've been there. If they've been there the whole year, you get
But you do that to each individual?
They do it for each individual.
So I have I have 12 so parkers, and I have 12 people that park my car, and 12 people that serve my building, right? You're such a
good tipper.
So the thing is, not everyone gets 100 because some people came on. So I'm very regular.
So you know exactly how long they've been there.
So the guy who's been there for the entire year gets 100. If they've been there for the whole year and they're good, I'm giving them more than, I'm saying average 100, right? They're getting 120, 150.
Wow.
But then a guy that just came a month ago, I'm not going to give you $100. I'll give you like $40. Wow, right? That's, so it equals out.
There's a lot of thought that goes into it.
So for me, like at a normal building. So for me, like I know for a fact in my building, I'm like right in the middle. Like there's some people that are like huge tippers. There's some people
that live in a very nice building as well.
They don't tip anything, right? So I know like I am like in the middle.
Wow.
And that's okay. Fine. Right.
I guess I'm more in your spectrum. I also came from a non-tipping culture because I grew up in Indonesia. We didn't have such a thing.
Like
even though I worked a service job, I waited tables, but then it was like in this small humble restaurant, and so I always have this like benchmark in my head, and that benchmark still stays the same to this day.
Yeah.
And I guess I don't really count for the inflation, right? Because I'm like. Back then, at lunchtime, people normally tip, I don't know, 10, 12%. Dinner, 15, 18, 20 is like extravagant.
Right.
But then now I feel like in those machines, like the point of sales machines, the lowest one is usually, what, 18%, 20%.
Yeah.
So like it went above that.
Went
so
way up, yeah.
Yeah, so even but, that, I'm like, on principle, yes, I will tip. And of course, like, I don't know, like if I get good service.
So like, if they earned it, right? I'm not a proponent on just tipping black. So that's, I'm just saying, speaking for Yi and I, like I have friends that don't tip.
Yeah, you guys are very, very generous.
I do not like, because for us, it's like the extra, say $2,500 a year. It's, here's two options. We'd either put it away or we'd buy something for ourselves. And we'd rather, and we already have everything we need.
Put
and
it away in 401k.
And we've already
401k account.
And we've already bought everything on our wish list. So to me, it's just like give, and we don't have kids, so just give it away.
That's fair.
That's just how where we come from, right?
Yeah.
And then growing up, because everyone around me, that's also how they do it. So I'm like, okay, this is just the norm. I obviously, if I don't make any money, I'm not gonna tip. Like if I, because I'm like, I gotta eat, guys. You know, like, I'm fortunate to live in America where. You know, like tipping is part of the culture, right?
It is.
And it's a big part of the culture.
Yeah, it is a big part of the
culture.
You know
what? I mean, some of my clients that live in some of these swanky New York buildings, like, holy cow, like minimum 500 a person, like 500 for the, sometimes like they'll be like, oh, yeah, I threw them a G, like, cause some of these buildings are like the richest people in the
world. Yeah,
like,
sure.
Like the, like Sergey Brin, not him, but like, you know,
yeah.
Joe Tsai, like founder of, What did he found? Like,
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, Alibaba guys live there.
He's
part
owner of the Brooklyn
Nets, right?
Yeah,
some of these buildings
Nets,
are like, you a billionaire. You could tip somebody $500 or $1,000 even. And won't even, you won't even like, it won't like make a dent.
We're not going to compare ourselves with those.
No. I mean, I always believe like tip according to your situation, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But I would never impose my methods on anyone. And I would never look down on anyone who doesn't. Ever.
Yeah,
because it's purely, I mean, that's just me, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like a lot of my friends, like they'll be like, yo, you didn't tip them a dollar? I go, I tip my guys here well. You never tip your building people. So I don't want to hear some hypocritical crap of not tipping the barista when I ordered a drink that they pulled out of the fridge.
I agree.
Like, don't come
at me. They didn't even make it.
You didn't even make it. Why would I tip you on a bottle of water that's in the fridge?
I agree. I'm 100% aligned. 100%. I agree.
Like, hundo P. But on the other side, is it nice when, like, the old guy liked my service and he threw me a 50? I go,
yeah.
But his meal was only 50, right? So I'm always like, you know what? If I can afford it, like, I'll make that person's day.
Yeah.
If
they did a good job, yeah. For me. Oh yeah. All right.
We're gonna end it there.
We're gonna end it there.
Wait, and that's it? You guys don't have what was the craziest thing that you spent money on that you don't think anyone else would spend money on?
Anyone
else?
I don't know if I have one.
I don't think I
collectibles,
don't have one.
Would you
I don't spend money on crazy things.
More so, it's like I've just spent more money on myself.
Yeah.
That's
so
it.
For guys, one other category is we have a lot of collectibles. So the same thing would be like your bags. A bag is the closest thing to a woman's collectible. Yes. Like,
we don't have that many things.
Yeah. Like for guys, we have a lot of.
Do you have things?
Yeah. Like,
do you have? Oh, the magic cards?
Not anymore. I mean, but think about it. Like, I used to buy magic cards.
Collectibles is just the silliest thing to spend money on.
But dude,
scams.
For a guy, like when you like.
I know for
like,
a guy, yes.
Joe's not a collectible guy, right? Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who I guess collects baseball cards or whatever, and then he just told me that he's going to Japan, and he's like, "I can sell this for $200." I'm like, "Oh my gosh! Like, how long have you had it?" Yeah. It's just to me,
for
it's
guys,
just unfathomable.
The thing is, for girls, like. If they grow up and they had a, like, say, American Place girl dolls or certain sets like Barbies, those are collectibles.
They are. Sure. They are.
Right?
Yes.
Or, like, I mean, art. Art's the big one, right?
Yeah.
Like, but you guys don't spend money on collectibles.
We do not.
No.
I think other people do. We just don't.
I don't think we do. If I had the room.
What would you spend?
Everything. Insane. I would collect. The problem is my dad was a collector.
Oh.
So I have the collector's genes.
Oh no.
Oh my
Hoarding
god,
genes.
Oh my god. It's like, dude, like it would be really bad. Oh, like I would have figurines. I would have like limited. I mean,
your Lego pieces.
So
would you consider those
collectibles?
Like collectibles
are rare things that you can't just walk into a store and buy. Usually, you're buying
magic cards.
No, magic cards are not collectibles.
Not even.
Rare magic cards are collectibles. Rare. Like, stuff that you only get on eBay. Not homemade. Etsy. Like, eBay. Like, really specific,
I guess
limited edition. Like a sneaker junkie, but I
collect
sneakers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would collect, like,
For some people, it's books. They buy the books.
That's a collectible.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So, Joe is a book person. But I think that's across, like, girls and guys buy
books.
Yeah,
girls can buy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
The
lots
girls
of books.
Can be like, oh, I got the first edition of, like, you know, this and that.
Yes.
You know, or, like, I collect, you know, rare playbills or something.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's true.
But you guys are not collecting.
Yeah, for me, it's more so, like, I've just started to spend more money on myself versus before. It would just not be, like, I would only, like, spend money if I was going to do somebody with someone else versus, like, now I will just do it.
Yeah. Because I feel like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, and
okay,
I will spend.
For example, like, would you spend money on Lululemon?
So
or
I.
Aloe?
Yeah.
I
wouldn't.
I just started though, because
oh,
I feel like.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't. But see, people. I would spend
based
it on somebody else.
Based on principle?
I would.
Because it's like
so here's
inflated
it, okay,
cost.
Actually, okay. Something
so
that
you
I.
you don't buy brands.
So, okay. I don't usually buy brands. I don't really care. I care about the quality of something that's made.
That's right.
So something that I will pay more for is the first thing I look at when I buy something is, where is it made? And I'm very.
100%.
I try not to buy. Because it's just the supply chain is a mess. Mm-hmm. There's too much money going into like evil people's hands.
That's
and
right.
I would just like to contribute to it as least as possible. It's very difficult.
Right.
And so I will spend. What's the most aggravating to me is when these fancy schmancy brands still have their stuff made in horrible places.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I would actually pay the money. I would pay these designer prices to have it made where I know these people are living in good conditions. They aren't being exploited. They are not being like persecuted for what they believe in, these things like that.
Yeah.
So I will, if it is something that I kind of want and I'm like, okay, I will spend a little bit more for it to be made in the U.S.
Yeah.
I will spend it a little bit more to be made somewhere else.
100%.
So that is something I will spend money on.
Yeah.
But like I spoke about my frugal habits before, but then if I know that I'm going to get so much use out of it.
You'll buy it. Yeah.
I will buy the quality stuff. Yeah. Like Lululemon, I don't know. Maybe you think it's just like a trendy thing.
But is it good quality?
Yes. Like
of
their pants are like solid material.
I don't have
like,
one. So I don't,
it doesn't ride down. Like it stays where it is.
Okay.
It's got good compression.
Okay. So it's actually worth it.
Some of them are. So it depends on the model.
I think it depends on some of them.
It depends on the style.
I always thought it was just like the brand. Like,
there is that too. I think that like also sometimes like when a brand gets big, they need to expand in products and they need to overproduce. And so it can wane. Like it can get worse, right?
Yeah.
And so, but for me, I don't buy brand.
I don't buy stuff for status, right?
I don't
so
buy brand.
For example, like I hated Equinox.
I buy quality.
I do sometimes.
That's okay.
Buy stuff for status.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think some of us, like sometimes you do, you might not buy something, you might do something, right? You might, like at some point you will make a purchase based on the status of it at some point in your life.
It makes you feel good about yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It might not be to show off. It might be for yourself.
Yeah,
for sure. For sure.
But like, I wouldn't join it. Like I tried Equinox. I was like, this gym stinks. Everyone's rude. Like this is overpriced. This is horrible.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Eucalyptus face towels. That's the best thing I got out of it. And then Lifetime, I was like, dude, this is a great gym. It's got everything I want. It's clean. It's trendy. It's got classes. Like I would pay, but Lifetime isn't like chic. You know?
Yeah.
I was like, man, this is a good gym.
Yeah. And maybe something that we end on is like subscription stuff because so many more new models are like more business models now are like for products, not just for services. Dude. They're like, buy this and subscribe. You get it every 4 months.
Yeah.
I do not do that.
Me too.
So I won't say I won't pay for subscription. I do. I think I have like
it depends.
Netflix. And then maybe like one credit card.
Oh, wait, is that what you're talking? Like,
But on principle, I will not pay for a product subscription. No.
Nothing, except for one thing.
Which is?
No. Toilet paper.
No, I don't do that.
You don't even want to do that?
No.
On Amazon? Yeah,
no,
I think so.
I don't.
Wait, how do you subscribe for TP?
So like certain Amazon now, a lot of the times you can save 5%.
On the right hand side, you can do like a one time thing or like save and subscribe.
Oh, nope.
Okay.
Nope.
I gotta look into that.
Because it's like, it's so easy for you to spend so much money. Like,
but you know that you're gonna use TP all the time.
So I go to Costco and buy TP.
Okay.
And buy a huge bulk of it when it's on sale.
Yeah.
And that's where I get my TP.
I get my TP from Target.
All right. With that, tell us where you get your TP. And we'll see you on the next one.
Bye, guys.